The 5-2 ruling solves the problem for teachers in the Wisconsin Rapids School District. They were fighting efforts by a private citizen to gain access to all emails sent using the school district's computer system. Christina Bry of the State Teachers Union says the court reaffirmed the teachers' right to the privacy of their personal emails, as long as they don't relate to their jobs or the operation of the school district. She says that means they can
draft a personal, note to a spouse of who's going to pick up the child or pick up a gallon of milk, that would be a personal correspondence.
But attorney Jeff Lacey, who represented the school district in this case, says the ruling still leaves open a question about what else might fit into the definition of a personal email and therefore not be considered a public record.
We've been told by the courts for decades to narrowly construe exclusions to the public records definition and to presume in favor of disclosure in any close call. I think the court did in a number of ways, if not explicitly, at least implicitly, state that the legislature may want to consider and act upon this. And hopefully they do.
The majority opinion, written by Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, refers to Wisconsin's reputation as a sunshine public record state. But it also points out that state law was written before the advent of emails and other forms of online communications. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.